The head of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, has warned that a third of the global economy will be in recession this year.
The global economy will face a tough year in 2023, as the world's biggest economies and main drivers of global growth, which are the US, Europe, and China, are seeing their economic activity weaken due to a variety of reasons, the head of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, said. For the first time in 40 years, China's growth is likely to be at or below global growth, Georgieva predicted. China has opted to scrap its zero COVID policy in hopes of reviving its economy, but the COVID surge has left many wary that it will have a negative impact on growth. However, based on the IMF's October forecast, China's GDP should hit 4.4% in 2023. Speaking on the US economy, Georgieva highlighted that it was one of the most resilient, as the labor market remains quite strong and joblessness remains at 3.7%. And while inflation may have peaked in the US, it remains nearly three times higher than the Fed's target 2%, despite the most aggressive policy tightening since the early 1980s. Fed officials are now considering raising policy rates to 5% in 2023, a level not seen since 2007.
And there are those who are saying that this runs counter to the optimistic forecast for the Barbados economy, which has been coming from former economic advisor to the Prime Minister, Dr. Kevin Greenidge. So what is his response to this concern?
So of course, yes, I say there are strong headwinds ahead of us. But based on these international developments and the pressures coming, there are strong headwinds, which is more the reason why we have to invest locally. Why we must build up our economy, because whether we like it or not, a next shock will come, a next crisis will come. The only way for us to survive these crises, these shocks, we can't do nothing about the high oil prices because we don't produce oil. We are not a big player. We can't do anything but any price. What we can do is build resilience in the Barbadian economy, invest in our local economy, invest in renewable energies to take us off the reliance on fossil fuel. Invest in building out our infrastructure to build climate resilience.
But investor confidence is not very strong. I think you would recognize that from all the exhortations that you have been making in relation to the BOSS program and things like that.
Well, it takes time. Confidence is a matter of time. We have to build out. If you look at where we are now, we have a very stable macroeconomy. We are, all the indicators have been trending upwards. Now is the time to invest. Now is not a time to get skitterish. The only way that we're going to survive is invest. And that's why we have to continue to explain to persons what is going on in the economy, explain the opportunity that lies. We got a lot of money in financial system, has to be challenging to investment. Now it's not the time to sit back and get worried. And that's why sometimes I think, at any day, David, we're gonna do it together or we're not gonna do it. At any day, as a people, if Barbadian people come together and we start the private sector, we start to invest in other countries, yes, the headwinds may mean that we may not grow at 5 immediately, we may grow at 3. Because it's pressure going forward. But because of what's happening in the national arena, it is now is the time to look inward and start to build our internal economy to make us more resilient. That's my view.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.